ìkànnì tó ju ìkànnì lọ, ìkànnì dúdú spray FM. Ẹ jẹ́ kó wà níbẹ̀. Filẹ̀, jẹ́ kó wà níbẹ̀.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say. A program that is slated for special dignitary in the society. Really appreciate Baba Fela for that wonderful rendition. We know that we will forever be grateful to Baba Fela. Well, listeners, wherever you are, all across the globe, whatever time you are listening, this is your friend and your host, Babaloke, welcoming you on our program, the personality program, Jem Witemi. That is, don't gag me.
Jem Witemi. Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
This is a personality program that we always bring to your listening pleasure, Dudu Spree FM. And we hereby bring yet another important dignitaries, because this is a program that we draw important dignitaries from all walks of life. Jem Witemi, don't gag me. Again, welcome to the first and only Pan-African Radio. We are world-class Pan-African Internet Radio, rebranding African entertainment. Yes, that's what we are. But today, I want to let you know that we have yet another important dignitary. In person of Dr. Solomon Oyadeyi. Dr. Oyadeyi, we welcome you. This is a man who has excelled himself in his chosen career, agriculture and veterinary sciences, having studied and worked for what it takes to attain a Doctor of Philosophy in agriculture and veterinary sciences, both in Nigeria and Australia. He's a Yoruba, but based in Australia at the moment. Dr. Solomon Oyadeyi, we welcome you to our program, Jem Witemi.
Jem Witemi. Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
Dr. Oyadeyi, our listeners all over the world are ready to hear from you for the benefits of our non-English speaking listeners. Mo so di mimo ni akoko yi wipe eto wa Jem Witemi iti eyin eniyan wa ti e ma ngbo lori ero amejejin Dudu Spree lóni yé amú àlejò ńlá pàtàkì amú wá sórí ètò yìí ọmọ yorùbá ni àwọn náà o ẹyin náà nígbàtí ẹ bá ń gbọ gúdúgbẹ ọrọ tí ó máa jáde látẹnu wọn dókítà ni wọn àwọn dókítà onímọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀ tí ó sì jẹ́ wípé dókítà tiwọn kìí ṣe wẹ́rẹ́wẹ́rẹ́ kìí ṣe àfẹnujẹ́ àwọn tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ògùn náà gbòǹgbò tó dátọ́ lẹ́nu ìgbín ni dókítà tiwọn dókítà Ọyádéyí we welcome you.
Thank you, presenters. I'm very grateful for giving me the opportunity and all our viewers and listeners. I want to say good afternoon. In Australia here, it's after 12 and it's noon over here. And it's 12 over p.m. Australian time on Sunday afternoon. I'm very sure every one of you, you've been in the night or during the day or previous days over there. My name is Olushola Solomon Oyadeyi. I was born and bred in Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. My father is from Nigeria, Ibadan. My mother is also from Ibadan. I was born in the early of the 70s, and I was raised by the parent, which is also a academician. He happened to be a lecturer in the Polytechnic of Ibadan. And wow. My father studied linguistics, and some of his students and colleagues will understand that they call somebody Iba Akomolede in Polytechnic Ibadan during his days. And he happened to train us the way we ought to be, and very, very polite and a respectful man. And the same thing, we're following his footsteps in life. About my biography, I went to Seventh-day Adventist School in Ibadan. Then I proceeded to Loyola College in Ibadan. From there,
Loyola
I proceeded.
College.
Yes. Fortunately for me, I proceeded from there to Federal College of Agriculture, Akure, where I studied a national diploma in agriculture. And fortunately, in that college, we normally have a 70% practical, 30% theory. Then I forwarded my educational career to Federal College of Animal Health and Production, Moor Plantation in Ibadan. From there, I moved to University of Ibadan, where I still have my undergraduate degree in the Faculty of Agriculture. And also, I proceeded to master degree in the Department of Animal Science. And from there, I proceeded to achieve my PhD in general agriculture, or specialize in animal product and processing in the University of Ibadan. Before I gained her, I had an opportunity to become a lecturer in Oyo State College of Agriculture, Igbora, Oyo State. But because of the political situation and the politicizing the progress of the lecturers and workers in there, I decided to move to Australia to proceed my career here and in another field entirely, which I've established my own company here recently, and the Hafa Mental Health Services in Australia. Thank you for listening to me.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Dr. Oyadeyi, àwọn ènìyàn wa ni dókítà. Dókítà Oyadeyi, a ri wipe imo ijinle iti eyin lo ninu re o tun lekenka tori wipe oni bi omo eni ba dara ka yin tori pe eleyi ti en so fun wa yi imo ijinle ni a si ri pe ohun na lo tun gbe yin de o ti e ti e so ni wipe osan ni eyin wa osan Sunday ne wa ni akoko yi ni ilu Australia lori le ide Australia lohun osan so awon eyan wa sawo eyan wa po nbe abi bawo wa ni ibe yen se ri be
ah awon eyan wa po ni bi Melbourne le mi wa awon eyan wa po ni Canberra won po ni Sydney won po ni Queensland won po ni Darwin won po ni Tasmania onkaluku won ba ise aje kakire sugbon nti mo ri ninu re ajo gbogbo wa na ni pe ki se pe okuku wa ka kuro ni ilu wa ori igba ti eyan ba to de awon ilu oyinbo ile yan o to ri pe ah olohun ka ilu sugbon awon olori ti a ni ati aini afojusun mo te ma si so die ninu awon kan ti mo ro ti mo ri ninu awon wa ti ori de igba ta ba n boro
Oda.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Dokita wa. Apabo ni eyin na ti wa gan ni orilede Nigeria. What part of Nigeria are you from?
I'm from the western region, which is Oyo State. Ibadan, to be particular, yes.
Ibadan. Ese. Now, as a doctor of agriculture with bias for livestock and animal sciences. Would you say we have arrived in Africa when talking about animal products and processing? And if not, why?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we have some professionals. I want to zero down in the University of Ibadan. I have some professors that taught me. They've lived in Canada and not in US for some time, and they taught out practicals of animal product and processing, which they started very well in the University of Ibadan, but because of the politics that comes from the federal, because the federal university, they were derailed. They were impeded. Hmm. They were not allowed to perform the way their heart want to be. And they try with all their effort, with their salaries, with all their incomes to make sure they put something down so that we can progress. But the obstacles is from the government, so they couldn't proceed.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Now, we started good. I remember in the 70s, 80s, 90s, in the universities, but because of this government problem, they had to stop all and everybody checking. They began to check out of the university. We have not been there. And there's potential there for all the graduates, to do better and to match with their colleagues in the foreign land, but the government is not encouraging. The leadership is wrong completely. That's why we couldn't proceed.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
And I want to chip in. This animal product and processing and agriculture I'm talking about,
yes, sir,
can provide job for 80% of the country.
80%?
80%. I'm quite sure of that. When I had my farm, I was using my salary to establish, and my children have been my neighbor for years. And before the government, one governor came in Oyo State and said he's going to pay our salary again, I had no choice to sell off the farm. The farm was growing. And they just came with all their policy and looting ideology and stealing and destroy everything. That's why I left the country, because there's nothing I can do again. It's very painful because it was my vision. There's nothing I can do about it.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
Dr. Oyade, it's like you are talking in line with a guest whom we brought on this program. Sadly enough, he was not an African by birth, but an African-American. So, born and bred in the United States of America. In his own summation, he said, the leaders, the African leaders, were the ones who sold us to the colonial masters. Just like he used a biblical phrase, like a Judas. He said, just like a Judas sold Jesus out. That was the way the African leaders sold us out to those who are oppressing us.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Mr. Kevin Williams.
Good and evil doesn't have color. The resources are there in Africa. And many know that from across the globe, in Europe, in Britain, other countries. So that's why they come and try to exploit Africa. Why they try to come and take from those who, where the resources just naturally flow, because that's where God created the origin of where human mankind should begin. And so the evil will use people from any backs of life who, like Judas, can be bought out, can be brought up. And unfortunately, that, yes, is happening too much in even right in Nigeria.
You're trying to say that even when someone wanted to fly high in the society of Nigeria, in Africa, or Nigeria in particular, the so-called leaders would not let him. What's your take on that?
Yeah, to be honest with you, the African leaders, you know, where we got it wrong was that when you don't want to ask anybody that is going into government, what is your job? And he said, and the person is responding that I'm a politician. Politician is not a job. It's not a job. You must have a place where you are working, where you are known to, you are contributing to the system and the economy. So that when you'll be given a leave in that particular organization while you are going into government, you are going to serve there for 4 years, 8 years, and you come back as a lecturer, as a worker, as a factory person, as a manager. You know, by that time, the person is assured, and you have to give everything about your background and the present and what is going to be. You are going to submit yourself for scrutiny after government. But in a situation where you say you're a politician and the person is going there to celebrate himself, to see himself as being better than others that voted for him, at the end of the game, he will be bullying the society, bullying the citizen. Like what you are saying now, okay, in my own case, as an example, when I was a lecturer, I went to bank, I borrowed money to establish a farm, and the bank said, okay, we're going to be using your salary to be paying for this loan. I got the money, I bought land, I established poultry farm, I established piggery farm, I established a sheep and goat, and I was doing it practically. I couldn't employ much labor, but my children joined me and we got one or two labor, were progressing, feeding the animal they were producing. Unfortunately, these leaders, they didn't see themselves as servants. They didn't see themselves as servants of the society. He just came and said that, oh, the salary you are paid, I cannot pay the salary again. It's the money we are paying to the workers is too much. What of those people that have used your money to borrow money and use it for farm? And I was using my farm even for practical for my students, as practical a project for my students. I want to imbibe the spirit of theory and practical into the life of students so that they can be encouraged in that line. That this, what I'm teaching them, is practicable. It's not something that is theoretical. Mm. Unfortunately, the government, and I'm very sure many of our Yorubas, they're in that category. The man frustrated the effort of everything we've done, every one of us. And I can see my colleagues dying, doctors of veterinary medicine, doctor for landmark science, of soil science, all of them dying. And the banks, they started multiplying the interest rate because the salary was not paid for 22 months. Hmm. How do you expect us to work? How do you expect to get to work? How do you expect us to feed our family and to finance whatever you are doing? Nobody query the governor because he's in position for 4 years. For 8 years, he ruined everything.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
That is the same condition we find ourselves in the society. I'm sure Yoruba, Leonard, and Helly, they want to contribute positively to the progress of that particular region. But this leadership ideology that we got wrong, that we see them as a ruler. They are not leader, they are rulers. They
ruler.
Are just exact authority on the society, on the money, on everything that you do, not considering the consequences on those people that are on grant, and those people that are coming up, and those people that will be coming up, on the children that are going to school. They just ruin and messed up everything. Then people are getting discouraged. And the kind of rulership they are producing is now teaching the ideology of the youth the negative way. That is what you see in the society today. Everybody don't want to become doctor again. They don't want to go to school again. They don't want to become lawyer or engineer again. They want to become somebody that will become rich overnight. And that is the one that destroyed the whole system completely. Hmm. So I think the person that you said you interviewed got it right. Why I'm still corroborating what he said, except we change our ideology and our position of authority vision. I don't think we can get it right. And if we get Yoruba land also, we must put it in record that anybody that wants to be in position of authority in that Yoruba nation must have a cogent work, a profession where he's working. We want to see where you are working. We want to see what you are contributing before you can go to the government. Because if you are not contributing, you just come from nowhere, from America, from this and that. At the end of the game, you will be looting the country because it's afraid of tomorrow.
Hmm.
That is my own position about the whole society.
Dr. Yade, you mentioned that you took off, you know, from the School of Agriculture and so on. And I remember that this happened to be a vision of Baba Awolowo in those years.
Yes.
But today, that vision seems to be nowhere.
Yes. Yes, I was very fortunate to be in that school, Federal College of Agriculture, Akure. I remember that in those days when I was there, whatever you do in class as theory, you will do the practical in the afternoon.
Hmm.
If you do castration in class, the pig or lamb that you are going to use for castration is already there in the farm. When you finish your class by 1 a.m., by 3 o'clock, all of you will be there. And it's not that the lecturer will be doing the practical for you. One piglet to two students. So somebody, the second student will hold the animal for you. You will lacerate the animal. You will remove the testicle. You will make sure you do it. And both of you will do it together to make sure there's a particular open castration for the animal. The same thing if you are going to the beacon in the poultry, every one of us will participate in it. So there's nothing you are taught in class that will not be taught in the practical section. So by the time you are out of the school, you are sure that you can contribute, you can do it yourself. Unlike theoretical ideology that you are doing today, that they'll be doing the thing online, they'll be doing the practical is not there. That's why our people, our students, our graduates, they are not equipped enough. And all this money they are using in those days were being siphoned by the politicians. The money were there. The program were there. But they did not want to release the money for the practical use of the students. So, and that cut across 70% practical and 30% theory in the school. And kept coming to this Australia now, most of their school practical. Most of their schools, very few theories. That is why the country is progressing, because it's practical oriented nation. Not that you just cram something and pour it in the brain of the student and they will cram it during the exam and forget about it. I think that's part of the play. That's what part of the line that we missed it.
Dr. Yadeyi, in your own view, if the animal products and the processing is well tapped or had been well tapped in Africa, Nigeria in particular, 80% job guaranteed would have been an attainment.
Let me give an example of this country. Now, if you go to shops, you will see nothing less than 35 types of animal product in shops. Some people are working in the farm. Some people are working on how to make the wool. For instance, let me take a sheep from when you have your lamb. Some people are working on raising the lamb. When the lamb grew up to a sheep, some people are shearing the animal to remove the wool from them. to make the carpet, to make lustre in this place. From there, I've categorized production, the animal product in terms of the wool production for and all those things, and that one will help. Okay, the job line is going on. From there, some people will be working on the fleece of the animal. I mean, the skin of the animal, which they are using the factory for cloth, for shoes, for this. Some people are working on the meat of the animal. Some people are working in the abattoir. Some people are working in using the intestine of the animal for food, body of the flesh of the animal, meat of the animal for meat. Some people are using in the animal product, like making it into sausage, making it into meat, making it into the mincemeat. Those are the lines that follow just a sheep. You cannot talk of goat. You cannot talk of cattle. You cannot talk of horse. You cannot talk of camel. You cannot talk of other chicken. You can talk of rabbit. You can talk of all the animals. And in this country, all these animals that I mentioned, to the level of kangaroo, to the level of different animals they have in this environment, they are forming that line. And those lines help in producing job for the youth. Not that, you want to specialize in the meat production, you go into that line. You want to specialize in the skin production, you go into that line. You want to specialize in the wood production, you go into that line. You want to specialize into the meat production, into the egg production. You can see the line that we mop up. We are talking of animal product only. You cannot imagine the plant product and production sales. This agriculture can mop up all the unemployment and joblessness that people are falling for the politicians, but there's no political way. The money is there. They're just looting the money. They're just going to party, making it merry, distributing 500 naira to people, and people will be subservient to them all their lives. That is the problem we're having in that environment. That I said, if a single government focus on agriculture alone, just agriculture alone, 80% of the jobless will be jobbed. But we don't have the political way. We don't have those people that are interested in such a thing. Everybody just wants quick money, automatic money. I'm there for 4 years. I'm going to become billionaire overnight, and people will be praising them, not knowing that they have looted the unborn children generations.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Fun fani eyin eniyan wa ti e wa nile tabi te wa ni eyin odi dokita wa oyade won menu ba oro kan ti mo wa fe ki won tun ba wa so ni ede abinibi wa tori wi pe ohun ti won so yi o tun si emi na loju lati ri awon kankan to je pe ko ti le ye mi tele sugbon bi mo de se wa gbo bayi lori animal products and processing. Dr. Oyadeyi, I want you to just briefly, let our people know in the Yoruba language that even the animal, because all we know now is just that, say for instance, we are hearing about this Ruga or whatever they have in Nigeria now. All they are after is just to slaughter the cows, and that is the end of it. But you are making us to see some things in a multiple forms of utilizing even these animals. Not just to slaughter them, just for eating alone. Please, Dr. Oyadeyi, tell us this in Yoruba language. the advantage.
E se mo dupe se ri nipa eto osin nipa eto ogbin osin awon eranko ti o je ti le tori pe ani ti awon eranko inu gbo ani ti awon eranko inu le awon eranko inu le ti a nso yi to dabi maalu ta so pe maalu agutan ewure adiye pototolo pepeye ehoro gbugbu awon kan won yi o ni awon oyinbo fi nse ola ni odo won o na ni awon eniyan wa si ni imo nipa e ti awon oga wa ni university ni ko tekan tan ni imo nipa e ni fun apere ni ilu oyinbo ni bi e ba lo si bi ile shop ton tin ta awon eran won yi e ri won won ti to eran osin mo lu ni yi o ona ti an fi le ko se ise fun won awon ti o ra omo jojo lo mo lu awon igboro mo lu ti won ra won awon kan niyan ise ti won niyan ngba tan ba sin debi kan won ti won ma gba won kan sise pe eyin yi o awo mo lu ni e fe sise lori e ise oro ni sisun nikan won fa won kan si okay arele e mo sun ni won tori pe a need a fe lo awo won sugbon awon ti a wulo awo won tojo ni kalankini ta fe fi se eto kan le nkan ta fe se decoration inu le awon kan lo wa ni bi to ni ibe yen ti won je pe awo mo lu nikan ni won bo ni won se lati bere titi ti won fi de ibi ti inu le se o ti wa nbe awon ti o so pe nipa ti egun molu awon ti o fi lo pe tori pe won fe produce calcium fun awon molu to tun bo ta won ni onje won awon yen awon yo tun gba yen nise awon ti o so wi pe iwo re ni awon lo awon yo gba yen nise awon ti o so wi pe okay eran re gangan la won fe awon fe mo ta awon o se si shop loniruru en to je pe a lo ni en to je pe won o ge ni en to je pe won o fi se oniruru nkan nesho te ba e ti ri won ni shop won ti ya won soto won ti koruko won si apa mo lu bayi ese mo lu bayi itan mo lu bayi ori mo lu bayi won se awon to lo ifun won lati fi so pe awon iyawo wa ninu ile o mo fi dana won ti se seri awon bi ti mo ndaruko yen lo ni awon osise kookan ni abatio ninu bi bayisin ni ojumo kookan won pa bi molu ni ninu mebon yi iye ton pa ninu ilu yi is over 500,000 ojumo e wa woye
500,000
so be ni e wa woye oro ise ti eni kookan ti o mu ni apabalabalabala ti mo la le yen e wa lo si molu e lo si ketekete e lo si agutan e lo si ewure e lo si adiye e lo si tolotolo e lo si pepeye e lo si awo bo lo se da kini niyan to je pe awon eyan si ti se mo nbe to je pe ti awon eyan ba wa fun mo ti awo lowo se ngba yen niyan won ran baba wo lo won ran awon eyan wa won a ko nipa e won wa gbe wa si ilu wa o na fi da awon college of agriculture nkan ko yen sile pe tan e ba tin se tan o ibi ni o won to se be ni bi a tin pe awon ogbin plants won to se be na ni e ti o ise o fi po repete pe o n jade ni ile iwe o nbe na ni awon to ja pe bi awon ti ese agriculture awon to je accountant won amuse ti won tori office ma wa fun won awon to je auditor won amuse ti won ninu e tori pe gbugbu e lo ni ma ni account kokan gbogbo en ti a fe dola lola ojo yi koni simbe eni kan owulo koni simbe ko seni ti o nimo eni ti o ba le law school yo mu ise ti awon trade yo mu lokokundun yo ri ti e na se nbe en to mo se onje adiye to mo se onje malu to mo se onje agutan je wure o ti wa nbe gbogbo e ni won se kaakiri ba sugbon gba o je pe tan ba ti da le bayi ona bi won se ju nkan to je pe won se ni 10 million won fi 1 billion se won so pe awon ti se nkan le wa ni sowo lati run e lo fa ki se pe kini imo yen o si ki se pe an to le se o si sugbon tori pe je wo bia mo fe dolowo ojo ti won fi mo se won ni pe baba ke ladugbo on lo mu won lo mi ni ti wa bi ti wa lati wa gan ni
ya je wi temi don't gag me
let me say what I got to say
Dr. Oyade, in view of your enviable qualifications and expertise, what do you consider as your dream, your own dream for an African society, Yoruba land in particular?
As a person, I love agriculture. I love animal production. And I'm very, very fortunate to know the practical aspect of it. Even my students that I taught when I was in College of Agriculture Agbora, they knew the way I taught them, despite the fact that we have limited resources and very difficult conditions, how I used all my resources and my knowledge, practical knowledge, to train them. I have it when I'm reading or when I'm going through the practical in agriculture. It's like I'm the one that wrote the textbook. It's the one I have internal knowledge of how to make this practical happen. That is the way God created me, his security, the money, those people that will be helpful, that have the same mind with me. Those are the things that, because the society has been bewitched. The youths that are supposed to learn from the expertise, they have been bewitched of sudden money achievements. They don't want to wait. They don't want to endure. They want to make the money overnight and become an overnight rich billionaire because of the society of these politicians. That's the major problem I study. If we achieve our Yoruba nation, I am hoping and praying to God that God will give me the opportunity to contribute my quota, to join the forces to be able to establish a formidable agricultural line in that country. I'm praying to God because I want to leave a legacy that this thing is possible. What is going on overseas is possible in our country. But presently, the political will is not there for us to do. And you can't do it yourself. You can't do it with your own money. You can't do it with your own little resources, the salary you are making. The one that I gather to do, the politician destroyed everything.
They destroyed
everything completely. During my time in the university, my lecturer used to come and buy piglet from me. They used to come and buy piglet from me. They used to come and buy a pig for pork from my farm, my lecturers in the University of Ibadan. I mentioned their name. So what else do you want? We have that knowledge. We have that capacity. We have that idea. But the system is so harsh on all the production line. Very, very harsh.
And one can imagine what you went through.
It was very ugly.
Yes.
My farm we grew up to like 9 million. I sold it for 3 million. My farm grew up to the level of 9 million. I sold it for 3 million.
9 million naira?
Yes.
And you sold it
just for 3 million.
That's in fact, just of the 3 million.
Yeah. It was very, very ugly. I kept on when I sold the farm, I was weeping because all my labor, all my children labor, everything. That's why I said no. I've had enough. I had to leave that place. Each time I remember people, I will pass through the farm, and I see that even though the farm is dead now, the person that bought it, because the country is coming up with all the threat of the ugly idea to destroy every production. Very hard, very, very hard.
One thing I believe is this: the days of the dream killers in Africa are numbered.
Yeah.
I believe so. Before I let you go, Dr. Yadeyi, I want you to have a say here, because it seems some youth don't see academic pursuit as a necessity these days. What will be your own advice to this class of people? Because the youth are the future generation of any country.
My sincere advice to the youth is this. See, when I was in lecturing line, I normally advise them that they see, if you are educated and you are not practical enough, you are nothing but academic. You are just like illiterate. You call them academic illiterate, because you graduated from the University of Polytechnics and you cannot recall or identify your strength, where you are good, or this one I can do it. You must be able to ask yourself, what have I been to school for? That is a problem we have in that place. Said, oh, you're agriculturalist, you cannot plant. You are animal scientist, you cannot raise animal. You are veterinary doctor, you cannot treat the animals. You are engineer, you are mechanical engineer, you are still taking your car to the roadside mechanic. It's very, very disgusting. So the government must ensure practical ideology in the schools. Okay. There's no other way. In this country, they created TAFE. TAFE is like polytechnic, 70% practical, just like colleges of agriculture in Nigeria, colleges of education, practical oriented. And they must finance them. It's very important. It's compulsory, not only important. The university is study of the universe. The meaning of university is study of the universe. Okay, now what I was taught in university. Okay, when I came to Australia, I can't practice agriculture because to get a land is very expensive. Just a plot of land is over $300,000. So most of the farmers that have been farming here, they inherited the land from their parents, grandparents. I can't afford it. Then I went to my university day. I study psychology, philosophy. Okay, I'm into mental health and social works. This is what I need there. I regurgitated all what I've been taught in the university. And I used it in my line to integrate myself into the system. Now, we're having our Alpha and Mental Health Services company here, which take care of a social work in this place. So anything you have thought, you must be able to practicalize them. You don't just let them fizzle out of your mind and say that you just do your exam and that was all. No. So the youth, in those days, if you remember, sir, in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, you have the youth, what do you want to become? I want to become a doctor. I want to become a lawyer. I want to become an engineer. But in this day now, I want to become Okocha. I want to become a Dangote. They don't have any vision outside. Okay, what are you going to be doing? That is what led to money ritual. That is what led to Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. That is what led to, because they see the way the politicians that are poor in their society, they just went to the government and they became rich overnight. And nobody is querying them. You see their children all over the country. Nobody is querying them. Nobody is jailing them. That's why one of them said recently that every one of them that are campaigning are supposed to be in jail. Because they looted the country, and these youth that are following them, that are saying, and the problem we are having is that every parent contributed to this problem. The problem is that when they started looting in the early 1890s, people kept quiet and we are looking for alternative. Oh, okay, that's the problem. Let us go. I remember when I was young, one of the politician councillor in our environments told, 25,000 naira or so Our parents called us. Our parents said, don't play with the children of those of that man that stole money. He's good. The man is in jail. Don't need the Agmo regime. 25,000 naira. And our children, we ostracized their children. Now, they are now doing competition of stealing. Billions, trillions. And our parents, they kept muted. They just closed their eyes as if nothing is going on. Now, it has become a problem. Unsolvable problem. So all the youth must be diverted back to school and they must be practical oriented. And that is the only thing that can rescue the youth. Even if we get our Yoruba land nation that we are talking about, this thing supposed to be, we're supposed to sit down and restructure and reorientate our youth. There's no shortcut to money making than you to work at and pray to God. There's no shortcut.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Dr. Oyadeyi, finally, what is just a word that you have for our listeners? Because you've really taken us to the in-depth vision that to you is practicable with the backing of the willingness of the society and the leaders, not the rulers. So what is going to be your final note on this?
Thank you. My final note will be, I will quote Chief Awolowo's quote.
Okay.
Which really helped me since my secondary school day. For the parents, for every one of us struggling to have Yoruba land, for every one of us listening to me, Chief Awolowo says something. He said, a successful man has a program. He fixes his course and adhere to it. He's not wavier or there when problem thrust on his way. If he cannot pass over the problem, he passed through the problem to achieve his goals. We must have that particular ideology and impart it in the life of our children. My father normally tell me that you must work hard for whatever thing you want to achieve.
Hmm.
And that was the thing that I learned from him. And it's still going with me all the days of my life.
Hmm.
Thank you very much.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
Dr. Oyadeyi, we would have loved to keep you longer, but because of our engineers who have been beckoning on me that it's time to draw a curtain on today's program. But we really enjoyed you. And I want to sincerely say on behalf of Dudu Spree FM broadcasters and listeners, we are appreciative of the time that you've given us to give us this in-depth knowledge of your life attainment and vision. Well, as I said, once again, we thank our guest, Dr. Solomon Oyadeyi, for honoring our invitation. It is your host, Obafemi Omo Babaloke, saying bye for now. And until I bring again another personality to this program, Jen Wichemi, Dokitawa Akin Asitupe Lopo Lopo, Wipe Eje Ipewa Esiwa.
Jail with me.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.